Did you have any special cases that you had to deal with in your time as chairperson, or indeed as head of the delegation?
You mean special cases in which sense?
Well, special cases where it was difficult to find a solution, to find a way out and to stick to the convention's rules, and at the same time to try and negotiate something with the state's parties?
First of all, when I was the chair of the committee, and even before when we was members of the committee, I was very deeply involved in all Palestinians, negotiations. And that time, if you remember, we didn't vote we found consensual decisions. Even we understand when we speak about Palestine that any decisions which we take in the committee, sometimes it has nothing to do with what is going on the ground. So it's the struggle of politicians here on this level. The other case, it was Tanzania when it was uranium mines on the edge of one of the World Heritage Park there in Tanzania. It was not easy decision too, because the case is good that this mines was in the edge of this property.
I think this was Salus.
Yes, Salus.
National Park.
Absolutely, I forgot that. This was not easy. Why? Because, from one side, it was very important. It was a Canadian company. And from one side, it was very important for the local development to say that impossible, because Tanzania not very rich country. Somehow the decision was found, and it was not easy, because we work with every member of the committee explaining what is going on in Canadian delegation too.
And the final decision was?
Final decision was they accepted the change of the border of Selous Park.
And for the mining, yes. And I guess you must have been involved in the ongoing discussion that went on for years and years about the Gazprom Tower.
Oh, yes, you're right. Okta.
Okta. Okta Tower.
Absolutely, you are right. I forgot this. Yes, it was long discussions, long struggle, because this Okta Tower has to be built besides the Smolny, if you remember, so it would really destroy the whole view of the whole city. I mean, the whole. Finally, Gazprom itself decided that they will not construct over there, seeing the reaction of NGOs, defenders of city landscape in St. Petersburg, because in St. Petersburg, very, very strong social society. Any change in the city, immediate reaction. No another city in Russia, I would say. Only St. Petersburg, that people like the city, and they not permit to change to this landscape, not only because of World Heritage, it's because of the local struggle with this project.